My brothers and sisters in Christ, good afternoon. The Lord be with you. There is a writer, Louise Fletcher, who one time in a poetic piece made the observation or fantasy that would that there were a place of new beginnings, where the failures of the past could be dropped and forgotten. And my suggestion to you is that here and now we are in a place of new beginnings. It's already begun. The penitential rite, we confessed our sins, they were forgiven and forgotten. And following from the first reading, the path of Elijah, it helps us along. Elijah was taking a rest. He was taking a nap, which you shouldn't do during homilies. But we need to take a rest from the trials and tribulations, the confusion of life out there, to set it aside for a while, to be at peace. And as with Elijah, then who was fed and continued his journey, we too look to be fed. And we will be fed with the Eucharist, united with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to have him with us on that journey and us with him, supporting us. But more than a journey for this life, as mentioned in the gospel, it extends into eternal life. And so it is good that we celebrate in a place of new beginnings, become aware of the possibilities open to us. We ask our Lord's help to follow him more and more faithfully, living according to his mind, his teaching, and according to his example. And so it is good for us to be here, to have these new beginnings, to rest, to be fed, both now and for all eternity.